Today's daf is Menachos daf Kuf Tes. And Mirza Hashem, tomorrow we will be finishing the Seches Menachos. So we are holding on daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis. We got down to the two dots toward the bottom of Kuf Ches Amid Beis. But just to remind ourselves what we were talking about, the Gemara had a comment of Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravur. Rav Nachman, the name of Rabba Baravur, that if a person says that Shor Bishvarai, a person says, I'm going to make the ox amongst my oxen Hegdish, so then it doesn't just mean any single ox. Shor Bishvarai means the very best ox. It means Hagadol Shemahen. That's what he intends to be Matish, and there's no Safek. He doesn't mean anything else. He doesn't mean anything other than that. There's no opening for a discussion of Ba'ayin Yafa, Ba'ayin Ra. Shor Bishvarai means the very best. So the Gemara in total is going to have three questions on this halacha, three proofs that this halacha is incorrect. That even when you say Shor Bishvarai, maybe you don't mean the very best. So yesterday we already read one of them. The Rav Huna Amar Rav Chiya says the name of Ula Ha'om Lechavero Bayis Bebesi Ani Mochalach Mareu Aliyah. That if you say I'm selling you a house amongst my homes, you're allowed to show him just an attic, which is not the best house. We assume that that's the worst house. So the Gemara answered that one and said, no, Aliyah doesn't mean an attic. Aliyah means the Meula Sheba. His very best home. That when you say Bayis Bebesi Ani Mochalach, you are in fact selling your very best. So that's where we left off, four lines from the bottom now. The Gemara's second question on this idea that when you say Shor Bishvarai, that by definition it has to mean the very best. So frak the Gemara, Meisvei, Shor Bishvarai Hegdish, V'chein Shor Shal Hegdish V'nesariv V'acherim. So one of two cases, either if a person says Shor Bishvarai Hegdish, I'm being Makdish, an ox amongst my oxen. Or a person says, or you have a situation where a shor of Hegdish gets mixed in with other shvarim and you can't identify which one was Hegdish. In both of those cases, Hagadol Shaben Hegdish, the largest amongst them, the best amongst them is Hegdish. V'kulam yimkuru l'tzarchei olos, all of the rest of the animals you should sell to be used as karbanos ola, udmei and chulin. The money you receive for it will be chulin, but the animals themselves should go to be used as a karban ola. So what do you see from there? That apparently there is some suffix that maybe you didn't only mean the best animal. Maybe the other animals were in fact what you meant, and that's why all of the animals have to be used as a karban ola, not only the very best. So that's a kasha on the idea that we said before from Nachman Amarab Baravua that you only meant the best. Says Gemara Tirguma Ashar Shal Hegdish and Sarev Bacherim. Now that halacha that we said that all of the other animals go for a karbanola, that's only going on the second case where there's a tarovis where the animal of Hegdish got mixed in with the others and you can't identify which one is which. That's where we say there's a concern that maybe any of these animals might be Hegdish. But if you're going to talk about the case where a guy says Shor Bishvarai, then only the Gadol Shebehen is Hegdish. All the rest of them are nothing. There's no suffix. Shor Bishvarai means certainly the very best. So frak the Gemara Vavachem Ka'amar. But the way the Brisa said it was that these two halachos are equivalent to each other. The two cases of Shor Bishvarai and the case of Shor Shal Hegdish V'Nesariv V'Acherim, they're equivalent to each other. It has that word Vachem. Shor Bishvarai Hegdish V'Chein Shor Shal Hegdish V'Nesariv V'Acherim. Sounds like the halacha is going on both of those cases. So Tirgama Gadol. So the Gemara says no, that Vachem is only going on the first part of the halacha, which is that the gadol shebehen is Hegdish. The rest of the halacha, that all of them might be Hegdish, and therefore you have to sell them for a karbanola and the demei and chulin, that rest of the halacha is only going on the second case. The equivalence between the two cases is only in regards to the fact that the gadol shebehen is going to be Hegdish. So at the end of the day, we don't have a raya against Rav Nachman Amar Rab Baravua. So the Gemara says, okay, let's try a third time. Again, Rav Nachman Amar Rab Baravua said that when you say Shor Bishvarai Hegdish, you mean the very best. So let's see, does that always mean the very best? Meisvei Bayis Bebesi Ani Mochalach. Let's say a person says, I'm selling you a house amongst my homes. V'nafal, and one of his houses fell. Mar'eu Nafal, you can say that you sold him the fallen house. You can show him, look, here's the house that I sold you. Eved ba'avodai ani mochalach, or if you tell a guy, I'm selling you a servant amongst my servants, umeis, and then one of the servants dies, mare umeis, you're allowed to show him the dead one and say, yeah, that's the one that I sold you. Va'amai, but why should that be allowed? Alech say, haidu nafal haidun meis, why don't we just check, see if it was the best one that died, if it was the best Eved that died, or if it was the best house that fell, because after all, you told him you're selling him the best one, you said, ba'is be'besi, or Eved ba'avodai, so doesn't that mean that you're selling him the best one according to what we said? So this is a kasha again, a third challenge to Rav Nachman Amar Bar Avua. So Gemara says, no, that's a different case. Lokech ka'amrit. You're talking about a case of a buyer and a seller is very different than Hegdish. Shiny lokech the ad balashtar al tachtona. Whenever you're dealing with the case of a lokech, the balashtar always has the lower hand. He never has the upper hand because the seller is the muchzak. But when you're dealing with Hegdish is very different. We always assume by Hegdish, when he says sharbish varai, that he means the very best. And once we say that there's a chilek between hegdish versus a sale, so now the first kasha that we asked isn't a kasha either, even though we already answered it anyway. We already said the first kasha about the case of Hom L'Chaveru Bayis Bebesi Ani Mochalach, where you can give him the Aliyah. So we said, no, Aliyah meant the Ma'ula Shebebatim. So now the Gemara says, you don't even have to say that. Aliyah might mean some attic somewhere, which isn't really the best house. But the reason that you don't have to give him the very best is, Hashad Aslachia, if you take Aliyah Degria, Yad Balashtar Al Tachlona. It's because we're dealing with the Mekach and Memkar case, and the Yad Balashtar is always the lower hand. So that's why you can give him an Aliyah. You don't have to give him the very best. So we don't have to be dochak and say that Aliyah means Mu'ula Shabbatim. Aliyah might mean what we always assumed Aliyah meant, which is just an attic, just an upper floor that's not really the very best. Okay, new Mishnah now. Hare alai Ola, Yakrivena b'Migdash. If a person says, I hereby commit to bring carbon Ola, so he has to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. V'im hikriva b'Beis Chonyo, lo Yotze. If he brings it in Beis Chonyo, he's not Yotze. What is Beis Chonyo? So it's the Gemara fills us in on Amud Beis. The Gemara gives us a whole story about how Kohen Gadol died and he had two sons. He had Chonyo and Shimi. Shimon HaTzadik died. He had two sons, Chonyo and Shimi. And Chonyo and Shimi had some sort of... They were out to get each other. Unclear, the Gemara has 2 days, who was out to get who. But at the end of the day, Chonyo had to run away because people were out to kill him as a result of the challenge that, we'll see the details later, that Chonyo and Shimi had for the Kuna Gedola. So Chonyo had to run away, and he ran to Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim, he built a sort of a mock temple. He built some sort of imitation based on Migdash, and they did some sort of avodah there. So you were not allowed to go and bring karbanos in base Chonyo. So the Gemara is a machlokas whether he was actually makrav l'shem shemayim there or makrav l'avodah zarah there, but certainly wasn't the Beis HaMikdash. So if you said that you're going to bring carbon ola and you bring it in Beis Chonyo, you're not yotzei. But if you say harei alai ola shakri venu beBeis Chonyo, what if you say I hereby commit a carbon ola that I plan to bring beBeis Chonyo? So then yakri venu beMikdash. Still, you have to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. But here's the difference: v'mekriva bebeis chonyo yatsa. If you actually bring it bebeis chonyo, you're yotze, you're neder. You then don't have to bring another one for the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara is going to have to explain that. What do you mean yotze? That's not a carbon ola. You're not allowed to bring carbon ola in Beis Chonyo. But we'll see. Rabbi Shimon Omer ain't zu ola. Rabbi Shimon says no, it's not an ola at all. What do you mean in Beis Chonyo? That doesn't count as a carbon ola. So if you look at Rashi, mekriva bebeis chonyo yatsa mefarish taima b'Gemara. Rashi has to tell you that the Gemara is going to explain the reason. Because this is something that should be, Rashi only tells you that when it's something that you can't read it straight. When it's in the Mishnah, it should be bothering you right away. So Rashi tells you that, don't worry, we'll explain this one. If you look at Tosel, Shakri Venet Beis Chonyo, Ein Shaykh Kant Foslashon Rishon Ve'achron, Davi Komer Ad Beis Chonyo Matzina De Itrach, Kedisa B'Gemara. So Tosel says, well, wait a second, why don't we assume when a guy says, Harei Alay Ola, Shakri Venet Beis Chonyo, that Foslashon Rishon would tell you that he's saying two contradictory things. He's saying it should be an Ola, and he's saying Shakri Venet Beis Chonyo. Now an Ola can't be brought Beis Chonyo, so we should Tfos Lashon Rishon would tell you that it's an Ola, and there's no Beis Chonyo. You only bring Karbon Ola. So then there's no chance you should be Yotze. say by bringing anything based on yo. So Tosfos says no, they're not necessarily contradictory statements. A guy might be saying, as the Gemara is going to say, that I am going to commit a carbon ola so long as I don't have to schlep too much for it. He doesn't know what the halach is that you're not allowed to bring beis chonyo. Mm-hmm. So he lives closer to beis chonyo. He says, I'm committing carbon ola so long as I can bring it to beis chonyo. That much I'm willing to be matriach myself. So he's not really contradicting himself from the first half of the sentence to the second half of the sentence, where we would then open up the discussion about tefos lashon rishon. Next case of the Mishnah, very similar. Hareni nazir yigaleach b'mikdash. Person commits to being a nazir, the giluach of all of his hair that has to be done in the Mikdash. Vim galach be-beis chonyo lo yatza. And if he does his giluach in beis chonyo, he's not yotzei. Hareni nazir shakaleich be-beis chonyo. What if he makes that part of his original commitment of nazirus? I'm becoming a nazir that I should be able to shave in beis chonyo. So yigaleach be-mikdash. Still, too bad. You got to be megaleach be-mikdash. Vim gileach be-beis chonyo yatza. Tanakama says again, very similar. But if he does the giluach in beis chonyo, he's yotzei. That's the explanation. We're going to need an explanation on that one. Rabbi Shimon Omer ain't a nazir. Rabbi Shimon says that he's not a nazir at all if he commits to be a nazir only if he's megaleach beis chonyo. That is not a nazirus at all. There is a Tosos in Maseches Ksuvos and Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph where Tosos asks, why don't we just say that he's masal al mashal kasuv b'Torah and tano batel? Why don't we just say in the case a guy says I'm going to be a nazir al menas that I'm megaleach beis chonyo? So we're saying that he's if he was Megalech Veschonu, he's Yatza. What do you mean, he's Yatza? We should say that he's Masal Mashkas B'Torah, his whole Nazirus is therefore invalid. There's the Giluach can only be done in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't make your own rules of Nazirus. It's like if you say, Hareini Nazir, I'm the Nazir, I should be able to drink wine. What do you mean? That's not what a Nazir is. According to the Torah, the Halacha is that the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So Tosfos says, we only say Masal Mashkas B'Torah to know Batel when a person has intention. Meaning, the halach is masal mashkas b'Torah, the tanai is batel, but the commitment is still kayam. So we should say he's a full nazir, and any tanai that he made means absolutely nothing. That's what the halacha should be. So Tosfos says, no, we only say masal mashkas b'Torah t'noh batel when he's trying to be oker, he has kavanah to be oker, what it says in the Torah. But over here, he thinks there's a mitzvah b'beis chonyo, the way there is in the Beis HaMikdash. He's not trying to be oker, what it says in the Torah. He innocently believes that Beis chonyo is an option for him. So when you're not attempting to be oker, that which is kasuv b'Torah, then we don't say masal mashkas kasuv b'Torah to know batel. Very interesting chiddush that Tosfos says Maseches Ksuvos. Now Tosfos Maseches Nazir and Daf Yud Aleph also asks the same question: what about masal mashkas kasuv b'Torah? And says that that really, when a guy makes a commitment that I'm going to be a nazir to be megaleich b'beis chonyo, we're not sure what he means by that. There are two separate mashmaus to his statement. It's mashma that he's going to be megaleich in the Mikdash, meaning when he says Harim Nazir, so it's mashma that he's going to be megaleich in the Mikdash, and anything short of that, he's not going to be Yotzei. But it also has mashmaus that he doesn't really intend to become a Nazir at all. And he's just trying to be a Mitzayer himself. He's trying to take a commitment that I'm going to avoid wine, I'm going to avoid things that give me certain amounts of pleasure, and in which case, if he wants to be megaleich b'beis chonyo, let him go and be megaleich b'beis chonyo. He's not a real Nazir anyway. And if he goes into the Mikdash, then it's going to be Chulin Ba'azara if he tries to bring anything in the Mikdash. So the Nazirus, what kind of Nazirus he actually committed to doing, is Taloi V'Ka'i, says Tosfos in Maseches Nazir. It's still hanging in the balance. We're not sure what he meant. If he's Megaleich in the Mikdash, so then we know that he really meant a real Nazirus. And his Almanas, his Tanai, in fact, was invalid. It was Masal Mashkas B'Torah, and the Tanai was a piece that was garbage, and therefore he's a legitimate Nazir, and everything has to be done in the Mikdash. But if he goes in the end and he's Megaleich Beis Chonyo, then it's Igloi Milsul Mafreya, that his Kavana the entire time was not for Nazirus, it was for a precious Bialma, it was just Stam because he wanted to be Mitzar himself, and therefore, by definition, it's not Masal Mashkas B'Torah, because he never committed to being a Nazir. Masal Mashkas B'Torah is if you commit to being a Nazir, but you try to change the rules of Nazirus. Over here, Mimanavshach, either this guy really committed to being a Nazir, or he didn't commit to being a Nazir at all. If he's Megaleich in the Mikdash, So then we know that he must have really committed to being a Nazir. And good, then he did the right thing and everything turned out fine. And you're right, his Tanai is batal. The Tanai of being Megaleich Beis Chonio didn't mean anything. But it's okay, because he's being Megaleich in the Mikdash anyway. If he's Megaleich Beis Chonio, then it's Igloi Milsul Mafreya that his Ikur Kavana was never to become a Nazir in the first place. It was just to be Mitzayir himself. So there's no issue of Asal Mashakasa B'Torah. And that's why he's Yotze when he is Megaleich Beis Chonio. Fine, says the Gemara now. Yotze, wait a second. Tanakama keeps saying he's Yotze. He makes a commitment, I'm bringing Korban Olah, Almanas, that I could be Makrav in Beis Chonio, or Nazir Almanas, that he could be Megaleich Beis Chonio. So Tanakama says he's Yotze. So Yotze, what do you mean by the Korban Olah case? He's Yotze, he's Korban Olah? Hamitil Katla, he just murdered an animal. It's nothing to do with the Korban. As Rashi says, the Shochin Chutziyu. He's Shechting Bachutz, V'iyu is Chayiv Ba'olah, Mechiyam Arayelai Olah. When you say Arayelai Olah, you become Chayiv to bring a Korban Olah. You can't do Shchut Echutz. That's not a fulfillment of any sort of commitment for a Korban Olah. How can you say Yotza? So I'm Rav Hamnuna. So there are going to be two approaches to this question. There's Rav Hamnuna and Rava. So it says, I'm Rav Hamnuna, Nasa Ka'omer, Harayelai Olah Al Menash Shelo is Chayiv Bachriyusa. It's Ki'ilu, he said, I'm committing to a Korban Olah, but if anything happens to that animal, i.e. I kill it outside of the Beis HaMikdash for whatever reason, I'm not going to be chayiv in its achrayus. I'm not going to have to replace the korban. So did he do a bad thing by shechting Beis Chonio? Absolutely. He was mevatel's mitzvah bringing korban olah. But yatza in the sense that he doesn't have to replace it. That he was yotze, he's neder already, not that he fulfilled it, but that he's not going to have to replace it. Because his original commitment was to not be chayiv in the achrayus, to not have to replace it. So Rava, says to Rav Hamnuna, Elameata Seifa Dukhtani Areni Nazir Shagalech Beischoni Galech Bemigdash Vimgilach Bebeischoni Yatza. So you're going to say the same thing in the case of the Nazirus. A guy takes a Nazirus Almanas and he's going to be Megalech in the Beischoni. So again, Tanakama says, if he does it Bebeischoni is Yatza, Hachinami Denasa Kamar Areni Nazir Almanashlo Schaiv Bachrayus Kobernosov. What is that also a similar situation where a guy is saying, I'm going to be Nazir Almanas that I'm not going to be chayiv in the achrayus of the karbanos, that I'm not going to be responsible to bring the karbanos? Well, sorry, nazir kamad lo maisi karbanos of lo miskasher. Well, then you're going to be a nazir for life, because if you take a nazirus, that vow of nazirus al manas that if there's a problem with the karbanos, then I'm not going to be chayiv to replace them. Well, at the end of the day, you never brought your karbanos. Your nazirus cannot end until you bring your karbanos. That's why if a person commits to become a nazir nowadays, unless the Beis HaMikdash is built in his lifetime, he will be a nazir forever. So you can't take what kind of commitment is that? So it's without bringing the karbanos, he's always going to be a nazir. So that's the parallel in the seifa. So Ella Amar Rava says, no, that's not what's going on according to the Tanakh. Rather, Adam Zeludoro Niskaven. What the person really intends when he says Hare Alai Ola to bring in Beis Chonio is not really a Korban Ola. He just stam wants to bring a gift. Amri Sagya Beis Chonio Tarachna. And he says, look, if God wants to accept the gift in Beis Chonio, I'm willing to go that far. But more than that, I'm not really willing to bother myself. I'm not really willing to trouble myself beyond that. Nazir Nami, Hai Gavalu Tzurin Afshika Mechavin. The same thing by the Nazir. All the guy really wants to do is to be Mitzayir himself, to take some sort of vow of precious. Amri, Sagi Beis Chonio, Tarachna. If God is interested in me going to Beis Chonio, that's what I'm willing to commit to. More than that, I'm not willing to be mitzar myself. So Rav Hamnuna Amalach, Nazir Kedekamet. Rav Hamnuna will say back to Rava, because again, Rava had a kasha on Rav Hamnuna. How could you, Rav Hamnuna, say that the case of Ola was where he designated the carbon as an Ola Almanas that he shouldn't be chayiv in the Achrayus? You can't make a parallel to Nazir, because by Nazir, if he's not chayiv in the Achrayus, he will just never be get out of the Nazirus. So how can you say Yatza by Nazir? So Rav Hamnuna would respond to that question by saying, no, Nazir, the Nazir part of the Mishnah is Kiddika Amrit, is the way you explained it. That all he really intends to do is to be Mitzayir himself. He's not really committing to be a Nazir. Ola Almanash Lo Eschayiv Bachriyusa Kamar. But I still maintain that my pshat in the first half of the Mishnah is correct, meaning the two cases do not parallel each other, Rav Hamnuna will say. The first case of the Mishnah is a guy says, I'm hereby committing a Korban Ola as long as I don't have to be chayiv in the Achrayus. Second case is not where he's committing real nazirus. He's committing himself to be mitzayir himself, and if God is interested, he'll bring it to Beis Chonyo, but not, nowhere else. Va'af Rabbi Yochanan savla lahad Rav Amnuna. Rabbi Yochanan actually agrees with Rav Amnuna. Dam Rav Abrachan Am Rabbi Yochanan hare alay ola shakriven Beis Chonyo. If a guy commits to bring carbon ola in Beis Chonyo, v'kriva be'eretz Yisrael, and he ends up bringing Eretz Yisrael, yotza ve'enush kares. He's yotze. And he's chayiv kares. So he brings in Eretz Yisrael means outside of Yerushalayim. So the point is he was not mekayim his neder, but he's yotze in the sense that he's not chayiv in the achrayus. So the point is he was makdish the animal for real. So it wasn't just stam that I'm committing myself to do, to just be matriach myself, but it's not a real carbon like Rava said. It is a real carbon. And because it's a real carbon, by shechting it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv kares. If you shecht stam an animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not chayiv kares. The fact that he's chayiv kares is megala that Rav Amnuna is correct, that it's a real carbon. The fact that he's yotza, that he doesn't have to bring another one, is just because he was never mekabel the achrayus. That's how Rav Amnuna understood the Mishnah. So Rav Amnuna is backed up by Rabbi Yochanan over here. Rabbi Yochanan supports Rav Amnuna. Tani Nami Yochim. We have a brisa that supports Rav Amnuna as well. It says, Hare alai ola shakri vena b'midbar. Person says, I'm hereby committing to a carbon ola that I'm going to be makrav in the midbar, because he's under the mistaken impression that since the Mishkan used to be in the midbar, he could bring the carbon ola still in the midbar. The akriva bevera yardin, and he ends up bringing it in Eretz Yisrael somewhere. Yatza venosh kares. He's chayiv kares because it was a legitimate carbon ola. He was just trying not to be chayiv bachriyusa. So that's why he's yotze. That's why he doesn't have to bring another one, but he is going to be chayiv kares. So a couple of points in this Gemara. First of all, there is a Mordechai in Bava Metzias, in Shin Samach Aleph, that makes the following diuk from our Gemara. He says, you can prove from our Gemara that if a person is mekabel a mashkon, let's say I give you something and I take a mashkon, I take a collateral for a loan or for whatever it might be, and I say at the time that I'm accepting the mashkon that I am not accepting any achrayus on it, even if I'm posheya, even if I'm completely negligent with the mashkon, I am patra, I don't have to pay for anything. Because over here as well, you were no dare to bring carbon ola, you decided you're not going to be mekabel any achrayus on it, it's almanasa, so you're not chayiv in the achrayus, you were posheya by going and being makrovit bachutz, so that's pure pshia, and we say you're not chayiv bachrayus. You have the ability to say that when you're not accepting achrayus, not just say you're not accepting achrayus for gneva Aveda, that even for Pshia, you're not accepting a Christ. And that works for a Mashkin as well. Shulchan Aruch paskins this in Choshen Mishpatzim, Nayin Beis, Siv Zayin, Beferish, like this Mordechai. So Frek the Tumim, the Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, on Choshen Mishpat, he says, wait a second. Over here, in our case, we're not only exempting in our Gemara and Kuf Tes, we're not only exempting it the guy from Pshia, we're even exempting him from Masik Biyadayim. Because, as the Gemara says, Hamiktal Katla, he killed the animal biyadayim. It wasn't just pshia. Pshia means I was negligent in my shmira. I didn't guard it carefully enough and something happened. Over here, this is much worse than pshia. He's actually being mazik biyadayim. And he's still yotze his neder. He doesn't have to bring another karban. So you're going to say the same thing by a mashkon? Meaning if you're really going to compare our case to a mashkon, by a mashkon also, I'm going to say if I'm not mekabel achrayus, I say, okay, I'll take this watch as a mashkon, but I'm not mekabel achrayus. The guy says, okay, I take it and then I take a baseball bat and I smash it. So I'm not going to be chayiv for that. I'm mazik biyadayim. You're not going to be chayiv either. That's ridiculous. It can't be that you're going to parallel our Gemara to a case of a mashkon. So what you have to say in the Gemara over here, says the Tumim, is that even if you're miktal katla, even if you go and you kill it, you're put from bringing another carbon, because when you say al menashlo is chayiv bachriyusa, it's as if you're saying that if I kill this behema biyadayim, then the neder that I was mekabel on myself should not be chal, and it should never have been hegdish, and it's behema schulin that I killed. Meaning, by definition, what you're accepting by saying that I don't accept the Christ is that if I go and I kill it, it should be a Gloy Milsil Mafrey, that the whole thing was a Behemas Chulin, that it was never really a Behemas Hegdish. It's a little bit difficult to understand what the Tumim is talking about, because the Gemara says you chayv kares if you go and kill it. Sounds like it's shchutei chutz, that it is hegdish. So the Tumim seems to be against the Gemara. But either way, what he's saying is that the parallel is very difficult to make. The parallel between a mashkon and our situation is very difficult to make because of the mazik biyadayim problem. So the Elul Shlomo says that maybe we could be miyashiv that kasha. He says, first of all, maybe a mazik Mitzad Mazik B'Yadayim, we can't be Mechayiv him, because who says that he's shechting it himself? Who says in Ar Gemara the guy is shechting himself? It says he brings it to Beis Chonio, Mistama, there were Kohanim working Beis Chonio, he gave it to those Kohanim were the Mazikim. He wasn't Mazik B'Yadayim, he was just Poshea by allowing the Kohanim to take it and be Mazik it. So he says, not so Pashut that you could be Medayik from Ar Gemara that he's actually being Mazik B'Yadayim and therefore make that parallel to a Mashkal. That's how the Yol Shlomo defends the Mordechai and the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch against the Kasha of the Tumim. The other possibility says, Mitzad Mazik B'Yadayim, maybe he should be Potter, because Kamlei B'Drab Minei, meaning you assume like Rabbi Nechoni Ben Akana in Masechus Ksuvos, that Kamlei B'Drab Minei, when a person is Chayiv for two different Averos, you only get punished for the worst one, applies even to Chayavi Krisus. Not only to Chayavi Mises B'Dei Adam, but even to Chayavi Krisus. So when you are Shochet Bachut, when you take Hegdish and you shech the Hegdish animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Chayv Kares. So that's why he's Pater Midin Mazik B'Yadayim. He's not going to be Chayv for Mazik B'Yadayim. It's not that the Chayv isn't there. The Chayv is there for Mazik B'Yadayim. He's just Pater because of Kamlei B'Drab Minei Shchut Echot. So therefore, by the Mashkon, if you didn't also violate some Chayv Misa or Chayv Kares at the time, of course you're going to be Chayv for Mazik B'Yadayim. So the parallel actually does work. Those are the two ways the Ola Shlomo uses to defend the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. One more point, Rava says that it's as if a person says, I'm willing to be mitzar myself and to bother myself to go all the way until Beis Chonio, but not any further than that. Meaning he's never really being makdish, the animal. He just has in mind to be mitzar himself a little bit. So Rava says, so Rashi writes, L'doron eskavein v'lochalo la shem ola, that he only intends for a doron and not to have a shem ola. So from Rashi, it sounds like that this guy says, Harei alei ola shakriven Beis Chonio, it doesn't have any intention to bring an Ola as a carbon. It's a Doron B'Alma. It's just a gift. It's nothing more than that. So the Ola Shlomo just wonders, how can we suggest L'chachila the din is Yakrivena B'Migdash? Meaning, if Rav is correct, that when a guy says, Hare Alai, that I'm going to bring an Ola Shakrivena B'Beis Chonyo, if Rav is correct, that means I'm not being Makdishit at all. I'm just stam, want to bring a gift or whatever, but it doesn't, I just want to bother myself to bring this, but not as a carbon at all. Well, then how can the din l'chadchila in the Mishnah be yakrivena b'mikdash? That you should be makrivena in the Mikdash. You're not allowed to be makriv chulin in the Beis HaMikdash. That's chulin b'azara. So the Ola Shlomo says, you have to say, harei alai ola shakrivena Beis Chonyo means that it's efshar that he only means l'doron b'alma. We're not sure what he means. If he might mean a real carbonola, in which case it must be born in the Mikdash, or he might mean a Doron B'Alma just to be Mitzar himself. If in the end of the day he actually brings it to the Mikdash, then it's a Goy Muslim Afreya that he meant, a real Karbonola. And good, because on date, so he brought in the Mikdash, he was Yotzi, his Karbonola. If in the end of the day he doesn't bring it in the base of Mikdash, then it's a Goy Muslim Afreya, he never meant it as a Karbon, never had Kedusha in the first place. And that's why he was Yotzi when he brought up a base Chonyo, because it was never really a Karbon that became Kadosh in the first place. One final point, Rashi by Vehikriva Be'ever Yardain. So Rashi says, Be'eretz Yisrael Shalom Yerushalayim. Ever Yardain is Eretz Yisrael outside of Yerushalayim. So that's actually a statement of Halacha. The Birka Yosef is Medayik from Rashi in Orchaim Simtav Peites that Ever Yardain counts as Eretz Yisrael. Nafkamina in regards to bring Sa'orim from the Minchas Ha'omer from Ever Yardain. Can you bring the barley that you use for the Minchas Ha'omer from Ever Yardain? So the Birka Yosef says, according to Rashi, yes, it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. We learned on Pei Gimel and Beis that Kol Ha'aratzos Ha'yuksheros, and Rashi says, what does it mean Kol Ha'aratzos are kosher to use for the Minchas Ha'omer? Kigon Yehuda ve'Ever Hayardain Vagalil. So Rashi Lishitaso holds that Ever Yardin does have a din of Eretz Yisrael. What's the Chiddush? Chiddush is that the Ran disagrees. The Ran Chav Beis and Beis in Nedarim says that you can't bring the Karbon Omer from Ever Yardin because it's not considered Eretz Yisrael. So you see, Rashi over here is taking a stand in the most unlikely of places, but he is taking a stand that Ever Yardin has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Vaiter, next Mishnah. Hakonim. We're up to the mission, right? Hakohanim sheshimshu beis chonyo lo yishamshu mikdash shibushalayim. Any kohanim who had served in beis chonyo are disqualified from ever serving in the mikdash in Yerushalayim. Vein tzarich lomar ledavar acher. Certainly, if they served in a place of avodah zarah, they are obviously disqualified from serving in the beis hamikdash in Yerushalayim. With the chiddush of the mission is even if it was just beis chonyo, which is not seemingly not avodah zarah. Shenemar, Achlu Yalu Kwane Abamas on Mizbach Hashem Yushlaim, Ki Machlu Matzel Sachiyam. Harelu Kabali Mumin, Cholkin Vachlin Vilama Kriven. The din is they have a din like a Balmum, so they can participate in the eating of the various things that go to Kohanim, but they absolutely cannot be Makriv. So the fact that it says that, the Svasem is just Medaik, the fact that it says that a Kohen that was Meshamish Beis Chonyo can't serve in the Mikdash in Yushlaim, it doesn't say any Kohen that was Meshamish Bibama, Bishas Isser Bamos can't serve in the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. So the Sfasem is just medayik that someone, a Kohen who served Bizman Yisr Bamos on a Bama is not possible to be Mishamish Mikdash. And he says it could be that the chiluk between Beis Chonyo and other Bamos is because there were a lot of Kohanim that were drawn to Beis Chonyo. So maybe they had to make a special knas dafka that any Kohen that ever served in Beis Chonyo is never allowed to go back to the Beis Mikdash. Bamos maybe weren't quite as popular for Kohanim to be drawn to Bamos, and therefore maybe they didn't need any special class for any specific Bama. But this particular place was so big that the Chacham needed to fill in and make a special takana to avoid it. Now the question is, what if he did tshuva? What if Kohen did tshuva? So Kohen served in the Beis Chonyo, or he served Avodah Zarah, and then he did tshuva. So in Likutei Halachos, he's not sure, the Chafetz Chaim is not sure, if only by Avodah Zarah he's possible in Mikdash even after he did tshuva, or even, let's say, well, no, it is clear that our Mishnah means even if he did tshuva, that someone who served in Beis Chonyo or Avodah Zarah, and then did tshuva, we don't let him back in the Beis HaMikdash. Tshuva doesn't work for this. What about a Kohen who's Kofer B'Torah, Kofer one of the mitzvos, that he's also possible Avodah, because he's a ben necher, he's pasul avoda. Ben necher means anyone who denies any part of the Torah. So what about after he does tshuva, says the Chavetz Chaim? Before he does tshuva, obviously he's pasul. What about after he does tshuva? Is that going to be acceptable? Is that not going to be acceptable? So he points out that Rabbi Shimon says, Kol kohen sheina moda ba'avoda, ein lo chelek b'kuhuna. The Gemara says much earlier in the Masechta, in Daf Yud Ches, that Kol kohen sheina moda ba'avoda has no chelek b'kuhuna. So remember, we discussed this back then. What if he's moda b'avoda? He agrees that the avoda is a good thing and is a mitzvah that's commanded by God, but he's not moda in shatness or, I don't know, anything else, any of the other Yisuri Torah. Rabbi Shimon sounds like a Kohen that's not moda in other Yisuri Torah is kosher to do the avoda. It's only a Kohen that's not moda b'avoda that's not that doesn't have a chelek in the kuhuna. So since he has the ability to do tshuva and to be roi l'avoda, he's considered roi l'avoda if he denies other parts of the Torah. But the Chafetz Chaim says maybe it could be medayik from there that it's not an automatic disqualifier forever when you kofer in other parts of the Torah. It's only if you serve in Beis Chonyo, do avodah zarah, something like that. That's where it's an automatic disqualifier to ever do the avoda. There's a similar discussion in Rishonim. The Gemara in Brachos says that kol kohen shaharagas anefesh lo yiseh kapav. Any kohen that ever murdered anybody is not allowed to do duchening. So what if he does tshuva? It's actually 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Machlokes mechab ramah. If kohen killed somebody and he did tshuva, is it a din in the avera? Or is it a din in En Kategor Nasa Sanegar? That those same hands that killed somebody can't possibly be allowed to duchen to bless Klal Yisrael B'Avda. So that's the diun in the Achronim. So the Gra says, the two machloksim, Matali Zebzeh, the Gabe Kohen Mumar. Anyone who says Kohen Mumar does tshuva is not allowed to be Noseis Kapov. So Kohen Shargas Nefesh and does tshuva is not allowed to be Noseis Kapov. Those who are matir by Kohen Mumar who does tshuva, they're going to be matir by Rotzeach who does tshuva as well. But Eli Rabba says, no, big difference. The reason that a Kohen Shargas Nefesh is because of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar. It's not at all the same. We can't have him do the Avoda for that reason of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar. That's Svar is also quoted in Tosos and Sanhedrin Lamed Hayam and Beis Avein Kategor Nasa Sanego, that it's Dafka Ben Nisius Kapayim, that it's those same hands that murdered somebody that we don't want doing duchening on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Okay, says the Gemara now. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kohen Sheshachal Avodah Kham Karbano Reach Nichach. So Rav Yehuda says, a Kohen that shechted for Avodah Zarah, and then he did, the Gemara doesn't fill this in, but you have to, and then he did tshuva, and he wants to bring a regular carbon la Hashem, so that carbon is okay, it is a reach nichoach, it does work. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, my cross, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says, where's Rabbi Yehuda get this idea that a Kohen who once shechted for Avodah Zarah, he can then do tshuva and bring the carbon in the base of Mikdash? Yan Asher So uksiv basra, and it says right after that, v'lo yukshu elai l'kayin li. I ovid sherus in, shchita lav sherus hu. Unbelievable. That if he did a sherus, some sort of avoda for avodah zarah, then even if he does tshuva, we're never going to accept him back. That's what our Mishnah was talking about. Kohen, that we're mishamish for avodah zarah, for davar acher, we're never going to accept him back even if he does tshuva. But if all he did was shchita, shchita is lav avoda, shchita is ksher bizar, shchita is a much lesser form of avoda, all he did was shchita for avodah zarah, as long as he does tshuva, we're going to allow him to serve in the Beis HaMikdash again. Itmar, so now the Gemara is going to have three separate machloksim, three or four, depending how you count it, separate machloksim between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes about Kohanim who have done certain things, whether they're Karbanos or Kosher or not. Itmar, Shagag Bizrika. So if a person was Bishogig Bizrika, meaning he was Zorik Dam Lavodah Zarah Bishogig, he didn't realize whatever he was Bishogig that he was doing Avodah Zarah, but he did his Zrikas Dam Lavodah Zarah Bishogig. So now we're not talking about Shechita, we're talking about a real Sheirus, we're talking about a real Avoda, but it was only Bishogig. And he does Tshuva. So Rav Nachman over Karbanu Reich Nichach, Rav Nachman says, good, let him bring a regular carbon, it's fine. Rav Sheish Samar in Karbanu Reich Nichach. Rav Sheish says, absolutely not. So Rav Sheish says, Rav Sheish says, how do I know that it's no good, that it ain't Karbanu Reich Nichach? Dichsiv, ahayil beisol, michshol avon. My love, o michshol, o avon. It says, michshol and avon. Isn't that two separate things? That either if he's michshol or avon. Michshol shogeg, avon mezid. Michshol means bishogeg, avon means mezid, and that din is going to be the same for both of them, that any future carbon that he tries to bring, I don't care if he was shogeg or mezid when he did the sherus for avodah zarah, it's going to be pasul. So Rav Nachman, michshol da'avon. Rav Nachman will say, no, it's one phrase, a michshol da'avon. He stumbled in that he did something b'mezid. But if he did something b'shogeg, then ein achinami, he would be allowed to bring karbanos as soon as he does tshuva. Rav Nachman says, well, what's my source, though? How do I know that if he does tshuva, it works? You see that a kohen could bring his own karban to be mischaper. Now, what are we talking about? What exactly is the case that that he served avodah zarah, that we need a pasuk to tell me that his avoda, the mikdash, is going to be okay? If what he did to avodah zarah was shchita, well, if all he did was shchita, even if he did shchita b'mezid, it's going to be okay because that's not a real sherus. So even if he did b'mezid, it would have been fine. Elav b'zrika must be talking about that he did zrika, he did it b'shogeg, and now we're allowing him back. We let him go and we let him bring in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Sheshes Amar Lach Leolam b'shchita. Rav Sheshes say no, that pasuk is talking about where he did it b'shchita. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's okay? Even if he did it b'mezid, it would have been okay. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that if he did shchita l'avodah zarah b'shogeg, that he's okay to serve again after tshuva? Or b'mezid lo nasa mishras l'avodah kachavim. That, what, by mezid, that's not called being misharis in avodah kachavim. An avodah zarah. How can you say, meaning there, what emerges from here is another machlokes from Nachman of Sheshes, if a person does shchita b'mezid, l'avodah zarah, does that passel him forever? Rav Nachman assumes davar pashut that it won't. So I don't need a pasuk to even tell me that, to even tell me when he does a b'shogeg, it's not going to passel him, because even b'mezid it won't passel him. Says Rav Sheshes, what are you talking about? B'mezid l'avodah zarah, yishochet l'avodah zarah b'mezid, of course that will passel him. And that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that if he's shochet b'shogeg l'avodah zarah, that he won't be passel. Because b'mezid, of course it will passel him. V'azul tamayu, and this is l'shitasam, the Itmar, here we have the second machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Hazed b'shchita. If he b'mezid violated shchita, Rav Nachman over karban reich nichach. Rav Nachman says his karban is a reich nichach. His karban is valid. Rav Sheshes Amar ein karban reich nichach. The Rav Sheshes says no. His karban, any future karban that he brings, is invalid. Rav Nachman over karban reich nichach. Rav Nachman will say future karban that he brings after he does tshuva will be valid. The law of it, sherus. He never did sherus tavol dezara. All he did was shchita. that doesn't mean anything. Rav Sheshi Amar Ein Karban Areich Nichach. Rav Sheshi will say his carbon is not Areich Nichach because Nasa Mishras Avodas Chavim, Nasa Misharis Avodas Chavim. He was Misharis in Avodas Zara by doing Shchita B'mezid, so it does become something that's Misharis Avodas Zara. Amar Rav Nachman Aminu. So Rav Nachman says, where do I know this is true by Shchita B'mezid that it doesn't passel him? The Tanya Kohen Shavat Avodas Chavim Mishav Karban Areich Nichach. Because we have a brayso that says if a Kohen does Avodas Zara and he does tshuva, his carbon can work again. B'mai, what kind of Avodas Zara did he do? Ilem b'shogeg, if we're talking about that he did it b'shogeg, my b'shav, what do you mean he did tshuva? He was never an Ovid Avodas Zara, it was a shogeg. So what do you mean he did tshuva? Shav v'omed hu, he was already omed b'tshuva, he was the whole time, he was returned. Doesn't mean, how could he do tshuva? El pshita b'mezid. So it must be that we're talking about a case where he did it b'mezid. And what did he do b'mezid? V'bezrika, if he did zrika b'mezid t'avod zara, ki shav mayhavi, what does tshuva help? Ha'avod l'sherus. Once you did zrika b'mezid t'avod zara, even after you do tshuva, your karbanos are unacceptable, they're unwanted and unacceptable in the Beis HaMikdash. El alav b'shchita. It must be, what are we talking, what's this whole braisa talking about? He did shchita, and he did it b'mezid, and nevertheless, once he does tshuva, he's allowed to bring karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rav Nachman's source. Rav Sheshes Amalach, Rav Sheshes will respond, Leolim b'shogeg. No, it's talking about where he did shchita b'shogeg. V'achikam, aye, what do you mean tshuva then? He never did avodah zarah on purpose in the first place? No, this is what it means to say. Im shav me'ikaro. If he was a Baal Tshuva to begin with, meaning he never had intended anything, the Chiyavad, Bishogeg Avad, when he actually did the Avoda, it was only when he did that Shechita, it was Bishogeg, then Karban Areich Nichach, then later on, his Karban could be Areich Nichach, but Vim Lav, but if at the time that he originally did that Shechita, Avoda Zara, he was not a Baal Tshuva, meaning he was doing an Avera on purpose, Ein Karban Areich Nichach, then his Karban is unacceptable. That is the second Machlokas, Pinam Nachman Sheshes. Third Machlokas, if a person is mishtachav et avod zara, Rav Nachman Amar karbon areich nichach, Rav Sheshes Amar ein karbon areich nichach. Again, a machlokas. Hoda l'avodas kachavim. Person was moda t'avod zara. Rav Nachman Amar karbon areich nichach, Rav Sheshes Amar ein karbon areich nichach. Fourth machlokas, but the hishtachav and hoda, there's some assumed parallel between them. So it's richen. I need all of these cases. The iashmin and hach kamaisa bayikam Rav Sheshes Mishum David Sheirus. Had I only had the case of the Shagag Bizrika, where the guy Bishogig did Zrika, I would say that's what Rav Sheshes says, that any future thing that he does is unacceptable because he did a Sheirus. Aval Shchita, delo avod Sheirus, but by Shchita, where it's not really an Avoda, a Modder Rav Nachman. I would think Rav Sheshes would be Modder Rav Nachman, that he's still kosher to bring future Karbanos. V'yashmin Shchita Mishum Davodai Avoda. And if it only would have told me Shchita, I would say yes, because he did an Avoda there. Aval Shtachva, delo avod Avoda, a Malo, but by Shtachava, where it's not even Avoda, so I would think that it doesn't pass. That's why I need both of those cases. V'yashmin hishtachava mishum davodei maisa. Hishtachava is at least some sort of maisa. Aval hoda d'dibur bi'alma emelo. But I would think that in case where all he did was moda, it was just words alone, I would think that it doesn't passel him forever. Tzricha, that's why I need all of the cases to mention this machlokas in all of those cases. Halach l'maisa, how does Rabban Paskin? So by shchita, if you're shochet avodah zara, according to Rav Nachman, whether you're shochet b'shogeg, whether you're shochet b'mezid, your carbon is going to be kosher. According to Rav Sheshes, b'shogeg your carbon will be kosher, b'mezid your carbon is not kosher. Rabban Paskin is like Rav Sheshes. But even though the Rambam passing like Rav Sheshes, he writes that someone who shechted b'shogeg l'avodah zarah, l'chadchila, he shouldn't be mishamish b'migdash, but b'diavad is avodah's kasher. So even though Rav Sheshes said, if you did it b'shogeg, your carbon is a reich nichalach, it only means b'diavad. L'chadchila, you're still not allowed to go and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam adds that caveat. By Zrika, if you zarek l'avodah zarah, according to Rav Nachman, if you did it b'shogeg, your carbon could be fine. B'mezid, you cannot bring any karbanos. According to Rav Sheshes, doesn't matter whether you're shogeg or mezid, your karban is invalidated once you did a zrika. The Rambam passing like Rav Sheshes, doesn't matter whether it was shogeg or mezid, your karban is invalidated once you did a zrika l'avodah zarah. What about a shtachava or hoda l'avodah zarah? So according to Rav Nachman, your karban will be fine. According to Rav Sheshes, your karban won't be fine. And obviously, his shtachava and hoda is talking about a case of mezid. Rambam understands that they're only arguing in the case of Shogeg, but by Mezid everyone would say the carbon is no good, and the Rambam passes like Rav Sheshes that even b'Shogeg your carbon is invalid. That even b'Shogeg, even if you were Shtachve or Moda, b'Shogeg the carbon is going to be invalid. Okay, so now it turns out that it may be a problem in the Rambam because the Rambam passing like Rav Sheshes when it came to the Likutei Halachos points out that the Rambam is machmir b'shtachava and hoda more than he is b'shchita because shochel avodazar b'shogeg he says the avodas kosher b'shtachava modal avodazar he says possible. From this whole hemshich of the Gemara it sounds like hishtachava is worse. Shechita is worse than Hishtachava and Hoda. Hishtachava and Hoda is not even any part of the Avoda. Hoda is not even a Maisa. And yet it turns out, when all the dust settles, the way the Rambam seems to be paskening is that he's more machmir by the case of Hishtachava and Hoda than he is by... than he is by Shechita. A couple of more lines and we'll finish it up tomorrow anyway. Vein Tzarech Lomar, we only have a number tomorrow. Vein Tzarech Lomar Davar Acher, we said certainly Avodah Zarah, if someone ever did Sheiros for Avodah Zarah, he's possible to ever bring carbon. Mit Kamer, Vein Tzarech Lomar Davar Acher, Mechal de Beis Chonio, Lavod Zchavmu. From the fact that it says if you ever brought in Beis Chonio, you can't be a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and then Ein Tzarech Lomar for Avodah Zarah makes it sound like Beis Chonio is not Avodah Zarah. Tanya command Yom Beis Chonio Lav Vodes Chavimhu. That so you see clearly we have a brisa like the sheet that says that Beis Chonio is not a Vodes Zara. The Tanya also Shana Shmei Shimon Atzadik Amar Lahen Shana Zu Hu Meis. The year that Shimon Atzadik died, when he finished the Avodah Yom Kippur, he said, "By the way, that was my last Avodah Yom Kippur. I'm going to die this year." Amar Lo Minayin Ati Yodeh. They said to him, "How do you know you're going to die?" Amar Lahen Kol Yom Kippur Min Zdamin Lizaken Echol Lavish Levenim Min Satif Levenim Nichasim Yatsimi. Every year I go to the Avodah. There's an old man with wearing white that comes in, and wrapped in white that comes in and leaves with me. This year a man came in wearing all black and he came in with me and he didn't come out with me. After Yantif, 7 days passed and he in fact died. And afterwards the Kohanim didn't do Birch's Kohanim B'Shem anymore. Unbelievable toast on the top. Yushalmi asks, how could this guy walk in with him, this Lavish Levenim guy or Lavish Chorim, even Malachim aren't allowed to go in to the old Moed when the Kohen is there. Says Tosvos, Shema Shechina Haisa. Maybe it wasn't a Malach, it was the Shechina itself. Wow, okay, that requires a lot of discussion in terms of Rambam, Ravid, can the Shechina take a human form? Can it take any sort of form? But Marav Ranchbuk says, you see from here, the Shechina doesn't mean a Malach. Whenever we use the term Shechina, it's different than a Malach, a Raya Brura from this Tosos. Okay, we'll stop there.